A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 36. Jesus then left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father." Let anyone with ears listen. The word of the Lord. Well, this year, my friend's grapefruit tree was absolutely laden with beautiful, large, golden, ripe grapefruit. And I was lucky enough to be given a bagful. And now I face the task, very immediately, of turning it into marmalade jelly. However, as I look at these beautiful fruits with the lovely aroma around them, you can see each one has a mark on it. Each fruit is different in size, shape, and color, depending where placed on the tree. But many of them, most of them, have a brown mark. It's possibly where it was lying next to the adjacent fruit, or where it was hitting another branch of the tree, or some of those things. And some didn't get as much sun. They were on a back or lower side of the tree, and they've got quite a few bits of dark brown where they didn't ripen so well. So what has occurred to me looking at the fruit and reading this reading and just observing myself and life in general is that we are all very beautiful human beings. We are amazing human beings with amazing capacity. So beautiful in different ways, full of diverse talents and skills at various stages of our life. Yet each one of us has a bit of a dent or a mark or a misshapen bit. Often when we look at others, the defective bit shows forth largely, but in our own eyes, our own defects never show out so well. And it's the same with every group we belong to. Groups are wonderful things. Even our families and parishes, they have slightly off-color sides sometimes. They have something that could be, the whole would be better if it weren't for a defect. So one of the things we have to remember is this too is the kingdom of heaven. This is where we can flourish. This is where we can focus on the evils or the ills round about us, those weeds. And as we work our way through life, it is easy to focus on the blemish, but also often it's wiser to focus on the skills and admit our own blemish. We need to have the strength of facing our own reality, and the same can be said of a group. Sometimes it's wise to ponder what the problem is. Is it inclusiveness of others who are different? People who have different skin color, different talents, different directions in life, different attitudes to basic questions. The richness of the world of fruit is so wonderful. And the richness of us human beings is so wonderful that it's something of a gift to be able to accept God's gracious patience and graciousness with ourselves and also with others. And keep reminding ourselves and, if necessary, others that these too are all part of our total reality. Pope Francis reminded the world recently, earlier on in this Year of Mercy, that there's no such thing as a perfect marriage. And it's quite true, there's no such thing as a perfect anything, wherever human beings are struggling along with all types of discrimination towards people and groups and others around us. The thing to do is keep on including themselves rather than becoming bossy or intolerant or whatever. If many times there are people who focus on their own blemishes and tend towards despair and despondency, perhaps we need to cheer those ones up. Then there are the ones who are also overly cheery and never face the reality of the mixture that all of us are all of the time. So they're very, it's a tricky thing, this weeds and tears within us and within our groups. Because the tears in the weeds in the actual wheat field look very like the ears of wheat, but they're a bit toxic. It's no good if they get in with the wheat at the time of harvest. So our struggle is to keep on trying, having our eyes open, looking at the weeds, and trying to dodge the pitfalls around about us. And at the same time, we can enjoy the marmalade and just dodge those brown bits on the sides of all the fruit.